This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. If you are listening to this episode close to the air date, I want to wish you a very happy new year. And I'm so glad that you are joining me today of all days, because this is sort of the kickoff. It's not sort of, it is the kickoff episode of the new year, which is so awesome. And this is going to be a little bit of a different kind of episode. We did an episode like this a couple months ago with our bounce back strategy episode, where we sort of did a workshop together. And today is going to be another workshop kind of episode where we together are going to set your first goal of the new year and set you up to be able to achieve it. This is going to be the difference between a wish and something you hope for versus something you will achieve, something that you will do. Now, before we dive into that, I want to take just a minute and tell you what I'm hoping for this year with the podcast. Now, the Primal Potential Podcast launched on January 5th of 2015, so it's not quite a year old yet, but almost. But in our first full year, we got a lot done, and I learned a lot about you guys and what you need. And so I'm really excited about 2016, because I feel like I'm in a better position to give you exactly what you need, more of what you need to help you reach your goals and less of what you don't need. Now, I'm going to ask for your participation and cooperation with this. If you feel like there is something you are struggling with, something I can help you with in the new year, I want you to tell me so that I can do it. I want you to know that you are free to email me anytime, elizabeth@primalpotential.com, and let me know what I can help you with. I have a big goal for the podcast in 2016, and I'm not afraid to share it because I believe that together we can make it happen. What I want for this podcast is for it to be the single most transformative podcast, period. Not just in the health space. See, I want this to be the podcast that isn't so much about information and motivation, but transformation. I want this to be the most influential podcast that encourages people to take action, doesn't just make them feel good afterwards, although, you know, that's not a bad thing. But I want this podcast to be giving you what you need, not to smile and nod and think, yeah, that's right, that was a good message. I want it to be the kind of podcast that makes you take action and change your life. So that is my goal for the new year. And there are a lot of ways I want to go about that. But what I'm doing right now is letting you know you can help me do that by letting me know what you need. All right, let's not waste any more time. We've got a little bit of a longer episode today. Obviously, lots of people set goals at the start of a new year. Now, it's also true, and I don't think anybody would argue with me here, that most people fail to achieve those goals. They struggle all year long, going back and forth between periods of motivation and periods of avoiding the goal, right? Just kind of turning the other way and thinking, I'll deal with that later. They go back and forth between feelings of optimism and feelings of frustration and disappointment. And then they rally again and they try to get back on the wagon and then they fall off again. That approach is not working. And I want to work with you today to change that. I don't want to lecture you. I want to make this a workshop where we together actively during this episode are setting the kind of goal and the action steps towards the goal that you will achieve. Not that you will just wish for and work for a few weeks or a few months. That you will achieve. And I think it's important to identify why most people fail to reach their goals. Because if we keep implementing strategies that lead to failure, well, that's not exactly gonna work. In general, we try to do too much. We overestimate our abilities. We overestimate our motivation, and we overestimate what we are able to take on. And on top of that, we get distracted and we stop focusing on the goal. It doesn't stay top of mind for more than a couple of weeks. Life gets in the way. Another real major problem and reason that people don't reach these goals is because we set a time period that is too far out and therefore removes any sense of urgency or immediacy. We sort of feel like, oh, there's still time. We can do it next week. And then we don't establish a why. Why this is so important. What is at stake? I want you to set a short-term goal. I want you to set a short-term goal and I want you to crush it. And I have created a worksheet for you to go along with this episode. And I'd really like you to pause right now and get that worksheet so that we can go through this together. There are a few different ways you can get the worksheet. You can either go to the show notes page for this episode over at primalpotential.com, or you can go directly to the download page, which is primalpotential.com/goals2016. One word, goals2016. Or if you're on your cell phone and you're in the US, just text the word my goals, all one word, no space, my goals, plural, to the number 33444. So you can go to primalpotential.com/goals2016 or text the words my goals, plural, no space, to the number 33444. All right. So I'm assuming that now you have the worksheet. The first page is how we are going to set the goal. The second page is how we're going to stay focused and achieve the goal over the duration of however long is the time frame that you have set for yourself. Now, you'll notice that I am using the word goal in the singular when I talk about this goal we are going to set, because we're just going to set one goal. That doesn't mean that you can't want to achieve more than one thing in this year. I think we all have multiple goals, maybe in the area of career or finances, relationships, health, fitness, weight loss, whatever. That's totally okay. But what I want you to do is pick the one most important goal, and I want you to establish a relatively short time frame so that you can really stay focused and then have more energy, time, and resources to put towards that one goal instead of splitting your focus among, like, you know, 6 or 7 different goals in different areas of your life. And I'm sure most of us are probably familiar with the cliche Confucius quote, which is really very true. The person who chases 2 rabbits catches neither. And that is our approach to goal setting so often, is we kind of set 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 different goals, and then we're really fragmented and we can't direct our focus and our energy and our willpower to just one. It's kind of like the Dave Ramsey philosophy of paying down debt. And you guys know how important financial stability, financial responsibility is to me. A couple years back, I've shared with you before that I paid off about $130,000 of debt in just under 2 years. That was obviously a huge goal with a very long time horizon. And it would have been very easy to either lose the sense of urgency because it seemed like it was years away. So what's one day of spending a couple $100 at Target when it's going to take me 2 years to get out of debt, right? And it would have been so easy to be overwhelmed or distracted by all the little debts I had to tackle, as well as the how-tos and all of the challenges like flat tires or busted hot water heater. So what Dave Ramsey's approach is that he has you focus on just the smallest debt first, and you put all your energy and all your resources and all your focus there. Then once that is gone, there's more money available because you don't have that smallest bill to go towards tackling the second smallest debt. And it gets done faster because you've created momentum and you've freed up more resources. Plus, wiping out that smallest debt, maybe that couple $100 bill that's outstanding, feels a lot more achievable than paying off $130,000. Trust me, I can handle the idea of paying off a $200 bill. The notion of paying off $130,000 felt really overwhelming. So we are going to identify one goal And then we'll repeat this process every time we tackle that one small goal. We'll move on. And I want the time horizon to be fairly short. I think 30 days is ideal. Do not go out more than 90 days. I would rather see you have 3 small goals that each have a 30-day time frame and do them one after the other after the other than to set one bigger 90-day goal because, I mean, how many times have you argued in favor of, oh, just this one thing won't matter. I'll start on Monday or at the first of the month or after this holiday passes. That happens when your time horizon is too far out that it removes your sense of urgency. You feel like you've got wiggle room, too much wiggle room, because that allows you to make excuses and justify indulgences. Several weeks ago, I was on a webinar with some of my coaching clients, and they were asking me about my goals. And I was explaining that I'm a little bit like that, like bratty math whiz in a boring math class, except for the fact that I suck at math, but hey, it's a made up story. You know, that the kid that's like really good at math, so they don't pay attention because they're not challenged. They are bored, so they sit there and they make paper airplanes and they don't do their homework. That is me when I don't feel challenged, minus the good at math, because I'm not. But if I set a lame goal, or if I set a goal that's too far out, then I'm like, I've got plenty of time. No big deal. So I don't really push myself. So since I know that about me and how I operate with goals, I set very ambitious goals. In fact, sometimes they're goals I know I can't hit, but I feel the pressure and I like the challenge. Now that approach doesn't work for everybody, but my point is you have to know yourself. You have to look at your past failures and know what approach is going to work for you. Either way, whether you're somebody that has to set a goal you know you can achieve, because if you don't, then you'll feel really disappointed and you'll throw in the towel. Or if you know that you're somebody that's like, I could knock this out in like 2 weeks. I've got plenty of time to eat cookies. Either way, I don't want you to have a long time horizon because I want you to feel like every day matters, because it does. So I'd really like your time horizon to be no more than 30 days. 21 days is fine, not like 5 days, but you know, somewhere between 20 and 30 days, I think is ideal. Something that is going to make you feel like you've got to be on your toes and there's no time to waste, because there isn't. Now, the next thing I really want you to think about, and your worksheet will help you walk through this, is why this goal matters. Let's say, for example, that you decide you want to lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days. Great. Why? Because I want to lose weight is not your why. There is a reason, and it's critical to tap into that reason. To get to your reason, because sometimes people feel stuck there, ask yourself questions like, how will my life be better when I'm down 10 pounds? Why will I be happier when I've lost 10 pounds? What will improve about my day-to-day life when I'm down 10 pounds? Maybe you'll say that you'll be more confident or less depressed or have more energy. Those are your whys, not the 10 pounds, okay? And then I want you to think about what you're going to gain, right, by losing those 10 pounds. Confidence, energy, a more uplifted mood, less depression. Those are big. 10 pounds is abstract, right? You can just kind of, maybe tomorrow. But when you know what's on the line, confidence, energy, eliminating depression, that is significant. That is absolutely significant. Now, here's another important consideration. I want you to think about what happens if you don't lose the 10 pounds, if you don't do the work. If 30 days goes by and you haven't done it, you haven't made progress. What happens if you don't change? What happens if you don't do the work that is necessary to get the results that you want? I need you to write it out. I need you to face the consequences that will come from failing to change, from failing to do the work. Maybe you feel like you're a heart attack waiting to happen, or a stroke. Maybe you feel like you're missing out on your life, that you'll regret not being fit enough to enjoy time with your kids. Or maybe that your weight will keep you from ever having kids to begin with. I want you to really face what happens if you fail to move towards this goal. I want you to put it in writing. And then in the face of temptation, I want you to remind yourself what you stand to lose. Is this ice cream worth the heart attack, the diabetes, the stroke, the cancer? Is the ice cream worth your fertility? Is the ice cream worth feeling like you can't get on the floor and play with your kids? It's really about changing or not changing, and I need you to face what happens if you don't change, right? With an understanding of what you want and when you want it and why you want it, what you stand to lose if you don't do the work, then we have to figure out what that work is. And there are a lot of different ways we could go about this. There are a lot of different strategies, just like with getting out of debt, right? There are a million different ways to tackle it. If we're using this 10-pound weight loss example, we could say, well, I need to focus on food prep, or I need to focus on my food choices in general. I need to focus on working out, on eliminating sugar, maybe on the mindset side of things with affirmations and visualization. Maybe I need a coach. Maybe I need to focus on portion sizes or some food list or meal plan. It's easy, as you can see, to feel overwhelmed before you even start. It's easy to get lost in the weeds, and I don't want you to do that. So let's do it like this. We need to figure out not just the action steps that are required, but the most effective action steps, the highest impact action steps, the sort of 80-20 of your goal. 80-20 rule, remember, tells us that about 80% or more of your results come from 20% or less of your effort. So what is your 20%? Let's narrow down the field of things you could focus on and make sure that they are effective and efficient. And then this is going to reduce the chances of kind of being stuck in this analysis paralysis or being overwhelmed by options and task lists. Let's approach it this way. And the worksheet is going to help you walk through this. What do you see are your three biggest obstacles to your goal? Whatever your goal is, what are the three most significant or most likely factors that could screw you up? Now, fortunately, most of us have past failures that are very quick to give us this information. And I'll use myself as an example here. And we'll go back to this 10-pound weight loss in 30 days thing, all right? If I were to set this goal, I can look back on my past failures to see what would most likely get in my way. Now, the key here is to be as specific as possible. I love making up new words. I hope specifical catches on. Hashtag get specifical. Anyway, so I want you to be really specific. I don't want you to say not being prepared is an obstacle. Be more specifical than that. I'm totally going to use that. Get specifical, people. All right. So serious talk. This is goals. This is serious. All right. at least I can make myself laugh, right? My mom always said it's important to enjoy your own company. And I think a big part of that is being able to laugh at yourself, especially when you're recording and you don't edit. Okay. So with this example, if I were to set the goal of losing 10 pounds in 30 days, looking back and seeing my past failures to understand what very specifically would get in my way. Is anybody else giggling? I'm totally giggling. All right, number one would be going to the grocery store unnecessarily. Now that's kind of broad, but let me get specifical. Specifical, sorry. All right, just going to the grocery store unnecessarily doesn't really mean anything, and it doesn't help me change that behavior, because what am I going to do? Order all my food? I mean, that's not cost effective for me. But this is what would happen. Going to the grocery store unnecessarily is where I would talk myself into indulgences. It's not stuff at like the office or being offered random cookies. That doesn't tempt me. It's when I randomly go to the grocery store at night to say, like, get coffee for the next morning. And then I end up walking out with a pint of ice cream and a bag of cookies because I'm tired. That is a very specific behavior. I know it's not a word, but it's funny. That is a very specific behavior that has thrown me off in the past. A second one, and we're going to use these in a minute, but just bear with me while I go through the three. Another one is using excuses like, I'll start tomorrow. and then having an internal debate that I can totally still hit the goal if I take just a day off. I'll just have to be extra strict in the days and the weeks following. And that is a lie that I very routinely tell myself, and I know it doesn't work because it hasn't worked in the past, but it's certainly something I could do that would throw me off course. The third thing would be eating too much of the healthy stuff, like justifying a big can of almonds because I didn't have a cookie, or eating a whole avocado at 9 o'clock at night when I'm not really hungry because, quote unquote, it's healthy. Now, obviously, your three things will be totally different. Maybe for you, it's lack of preparation, but getting specifical. Just kidding. I know it's not a word. But specifically, when you get stuck at work and you planned to cook dinner, but you get home later than normal and you don't have the time or the energy to make the meal you planned for, and so you go for pizza. So be really specific about the circumstances that contribute to that obstacle. You have to take the time to figure these out for yourself. Then we move on to the next step, which is crafting our strategy based on our barriers, right? Because these barriers that we've just identified are really likely to help us figure out our 20%. Now, that's not always true. Like for me, limiting carbs is a really important part of my 20%, right? Making sure that I only incorporate carbs after a super heavy workout or with my evening meal a couple of days a week, that's a big rock for me. It's a big rock. It's not directly related to my obstacles, but what is most important is that I avoid those obstacles. That is the most important key to my success, right? I can avoid the carbs and still eat too much healthy food. I can avoid the carbs and still argue that there's time and I can take a day off. I can do that and still find myself at the grocery store buying ice cream and cookies. So I really have to address my roadblocks. So sometimes it's best to craft your strategies as a defense to the things that draw you off course. So using mine as an example, let's create action steps based on my barriers. And we're not creating 20 here, we're just creating 3. The grocery store thing. All right, so since my goal is a 30-day goal, I'm gonna say for 30 days, I'm gonna go to the grocery store twice a week only and always in the morning, period. I'm more motivated in the morning, I have more focus in the morning, and I'm not gonna put myself in the situation to end up at the grocery store at 9 o'clock at night with a pint of ice cream. It's only for 30 days. I'm not saying that I can never go to the grocery store at night, but for the sake of this goal, I'm not going at night. And when I do go, I'm always going with a list, a little mental reminder of what I am there for to help me stay focused on what I want instead of what I don't want. The second one, related to excuses like I'll start tomorrow and there's plenty of time. What I'm going to do to combat this is I'm going to break up my goal. My goal is 10 pounds in 30 days. And that might make me feel like I can take the first third of the month off and then do some crazy crash diet for the last 2/3, which never happens. It never works. But in my head, I'll argue for that. And I need to take away that argument, that opportunity. So maybe I could do this by having my trainer weigh me every single week. Or maybe I would break up the goal to say, instead of 10 pounds over 30 days, I'm gonna lose 2.5 pounds every week, right? The third barrier we talked about, too much of the healthy things. What I'm gonna commit to is saying, I am gonna take a picture of everything that goes into my mouth. And ideally, I'm gonna share it with somebody, right? I'm gonna share my tracking document with somebody to help me stay accountable. And the other habit that I would implement in response to this barrier is constantly asking myself, am I hungry? Not saying, no, I can't have an avocado or no, I can't have almonds, but am I hungry? Oh, okay, I'm not hungry. Well, why don't I just wait a little bit until I am? That just mental check-in can be so powerful. Now, whatever your goal is, I need you to focus on it every single day, which is why on the second page of the worksheet that I've created for you, you will do that. You will write your goal at the top of the page every single day. And you will establish the time frame within which you will achieve that goal every single day. And you will also, every day, assess one thing that you can do on that given day to move towards the goal. And then at the end of every day, you are going to assess what went well and what you need to improve the next day. Most people forget about their goals and they drift. No drifting here. It must be at the top of your mind. You must daily be thinking, what can I do to move in that direction? And you have to measure your progress, not at the end of the 30 days or the 20 days or whatever it is, every week. If your goal is to fit into a particular pair of jeans, I want you putting them on every week or a couple of times a week and taking a picture in them. You have to constantly monitor. I really want to help you crush your goals this week. And sometimes there are some big mindset barriers in your way. There are some deep-seated feelings and emotions that set you up for sabotage. You keeping yourself from this goal, not some outside factor or influence, but you. And I am acutely aware of this because I did it to myself for a long time. You can create your goal and get clear on why you want it and still sabotage yourself if you haven't dealt with those barriers. And so one of my primary goals in 2016 for this podcast is to help you eliminate those barriers permanently, not give you the best meal plan for fat loss, because the reality is in a moment of temptation, you just don't care. I want this podcast to help you tear down those barriers. And I'm kicking it off this year with free webinars. There's two different dates you can choose from, January 5th, January 6th. They are free. And what they are going to do is help you identify these barriers that set you up for emotional eating and self-sabotage, right? This is not about being focused on what to eat and how much and how to exercise, but on why you keep quitting, why you sabotage, and why you make excuses. And I want you to be there because I want this year to be different. How many years have you done this same cycle of like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get motivated, I'm going to clean out the pantry and buy healthy food, and then 3 weeks later, you're eating ice cream again? All you have to do, the webinar is totally free. Now, the software does limit how many people can attend, and we did hit max capacity, so I really want you to get your spot. Just go to primalpotential.com/new year, one word, primalpotential.com/new year, all right? That'll give you the days and the times that you can choose from, but I really want you there. I really, really want you there. primalpotential.com/new year so that you can figure out why you keep screwing this up for yourself and stop so that you can have the body you want and the life you want. Because we only get one shot at this life unless you believe you're going to be reincarnated as a butterfly and then you don't have to worry about the cookies. But for now, let's do the best we can. All right, let's recap today's episode. I hope that you printed out the worksheet, right? I want you to identify your short-term goal and the time frame in which you will achieve it. I want you to address why this goal is so important to you and what happens if you don't do the work. Then I want you to really look and get specifical about the three biggest barriers to achievement. And then you're going to create three strategies that are counterpoints to those barriers. Now, the most important part is using the worksheet every day to track your progress and continue to be mindful of your goal and move in the direction that you want to go in. What did you do today? What went well? What do you need to do better tomorrow? All right, I really hope to see you guys on the free webinar either January 5th or January 6th, depending on the day and time you choose. Just go to primalpotential.com/new year to grab your spot. We're not going to be doing the What I Ate Yesterday segment in the new year, but I will be continuing to send out my workout recaps in the weekly emails if you're on the free VIP list. So we will see you on the webinar. Just go to primalpotential.com/new year to grab your spot, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year, guys. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/primalpotential. join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.